Does the iPhone 12 actually cost $799? Welcome to Tech First with John Kutsier. So you might think the iPhone 12 starts at $1 under $800. You might even have a distinct memory of seeing a price that looked suspiciously like $799 during the Apple special event yesterday. And you'd be right on one of those two beliefs. It's the latter. During the Apple event, Apple portrayed the price of the iPhone 12 as $799, or to be very precise, from $799. Typically, what that means in Apple event lingo is that the base 64 gigabyte model is available for basically $800, and other models with more onboard storage cost, shocker, more. And that's mostly what it means, but not totally. Because a base model iPhone 12 is not actually $799 unless you buy it with a carrier plan from either AT&T or Verizon. If you choose SIM-free for an unlocked phone that you can take to any carrier you want at any time, anywhere, you'll pay just a little bit more, $30 more to be exact, as you can verify for yourself by trying to configure an iPhone 12 for pre-order on Apple's website. In practice, this means very little for most of us. Most of us are going to buy our phones from our carriers directly, or if we buy them from Apple, we're going to attach them to our existing carrier, which is somewhat likely to be one of the two that Apple is offering on its pre-order and purchasing site. But for some, it's extra, especially if your carrier is Sprint or T-Mobile, which don't qualify for the $30 discount. And for all, it's a little bit of misdirection from Apple on the true cost of the phone. Looking at the fine print on Apple's page reveals the truth and highlights the reason you should actually sometimes read the details. Quote, price includes a $30 AT&T or Verizon discount, requires activation with carrier, unquote. For a company that prides itself on simplicity and clarity, a little bit more simplicity and a little bit more clarity in pricing would be appropriate, not to mention maybe just a little bit more forthrightness. I suppose one positive is that if you use your Apple card and happen to use Verizon or AT&T, you can actually get $54.87 off your $829 iPhone 12, given that when you use Apple card to buy Apple products, you get 3% cash back. That brings your total potential price down to $774.13 before taxes and other fees and any shipping, which you don't pay from Apple. And that, I guess, is better than $799. But it does come with just a few caveats. This is Tech First, and my name is John Kutsier, and you paid precisely $0 for this episode. Well, after the carrier discount, of course.